The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien Marks. Is Israel all shut down?
Israel is all shut down. I tell you, people are running to catch the public transport to get home in time. Major arteries and roads into Tel Aviv have been shut as of 3:30 this afternoon. And it is quite a tense situation here at the moment. We're hoping that it will be less so over the next couple of days, but things very, very tense at the moment.
All right, give us the background to this. Where did this all start? When did it start?
Okay.
How did it escalate so fast?
Let's have a look at this, because there's a lot of other issues which Kath, you and I were chatting a little bit about earlier today, and I think that we need to have these discussions. You know, that's why forums like Chai FM are so, so important to us all. But it started with an altercation in the north the other evening between members of the Ethiopian community and a young Ethiopian by the name of Solomon Teka, who was only 19 years old, unarmed, was part of the altercation and then got into an altercation with an off-duty police officer. And, you know, while things are a little bit nebulous, it is believed that the police officer thought he may have been reaching for a weapon. He was unarmed, and this police officer shot him and killed him. And as you can imagine, the Ethiopian community are angry, extremely, extremely angry, extremely frustrated. It's very, very difficult not to see this along racial lines. This is also a community that feel that maybe they are over-policed, and also that suffer a lot of discrimination, which is something that I think we do need to have a very open and honest discussion about. And it has resulted first in protests that were relatively peaceful, but over the last, I'd say, 48 hours have turned remarkably violent. There are a lot of images circulating on the internet, on social media about what has been happening. I know that there is one particular video of a protester jumping on a car trying to break through the windows of the car just outside the Azrieli Mall in Tel Aviv. In an interview with the driver of that vehicle, a 27-year-old man from Netanya, he said that he literally thought that he was fighting for his life. This is not usual. This is not the way that protests happen in Israel. But we do have to look at the underlying events. As far as Afula, police have been stoned. At the moment, we have about 136 people who have been arrested, nearly 120 police officers who have been injured, about 86 people who have been treated for a variety of different injuries, and we are really, really hoping that this will be contained soon. The Minister of Public Affairs, Gilad Erdan, has met with senior members of the Ethiopian community. He has told them, I feel your pain, I understand where you're coming from, which I don't believe that essentially he does. I don't believe that any of us do. But he has said that we need to contain this before it results in anarchy. The funeral of Solomon Teka was yesterday, attended by thousands of people across the country, and his father saying, please, no more. It has to end here. We have to go back to some kind of state of peace, and the Ethiopian community deserves to feel safe.
Rolien, just tell me, as an absolute outsider, the actual fact of living in Israel, is it integrated? Are they mixed? Do people have Ethiopian friends? Or is that the problem?
I think
I think that's a very, very good question. It's a question that needs to be raised. I don't think that enough has been done to try and integrate members of the Ethiopian community. I do understand that there may be challenges in a country where we have to absorb about 82 different communities and ethnicities, and perhaps it is easier for more Western communities to integrate. Some people might tell you that integration is very very much an individual aspect, but I'm of the belief, I don't think enough has been done to try and integrate not just Ethiopians, but members of communities like the Yemenite community, to a point the Russian community, where maybe the perception of cultural differences are too big. But I think this is really, really particularly case in point with the Ethiopian community. I think that a lot more needs to be done. I think that, and I can talk mostly for Olim. Olim tend to stick within the communities of the countries that they come from. A lot of Olim don't integrate with Israelis, never mind, the more separated communities within the greater Israeli community. And within the Israeli community, I think perhaps it's changing with the younger generation who serve in the army. The army in this case is a very, very important component of integration, and it's a great leveler of backgrounds. Whether you are super wealthy or come from more challenging circumstances, the army is a great equalizer. So I think perhaps, and I think it's a really, really good question. I think that perhaps the younger generation will see better integration within Israeli society. And it's also difficult for them because many of them have parents who very much keep with Ethiopian tradition, Ethiopian cultural mores and traditions, and perhaps there are also divisions between the Ethiopian community, between those that are more traditional and those that maybe have become more integrated within Israeli society.
Interesting that this has blown up now, Rolene, because, I mean, you've had I don't want to trivialize it, but you've had a beauty queen of Israel who was an Ethiopian. You've got a member of parliament who's the most remarkable Ethiopian woman who's strong and powerful and impressive.
We've had several Chaver Knesset from the Ethiopian community.
So, you would
but
think
that doesn't
that
mean that the whole community is integrated.
I understand that.
And that there isn't racism. I mean, I said this to Rolene, is that when I look at those videos, where are the fellow Israelis, the white Israelis, the brown Israelis who are supporting the Ethiopians in their protest?
Yeah.
Look, there were many. A lot at the more quiet, at the more vigils, at the funeral, at the vigils, there were members of all sectors of Israeli society that were there. Unfortunately, it has turned violent very quickly. Why, we don't know, because this is also not indicative of the Ethiopian community at all.
But you know what, Ron? But maybe it's also a case of when things aren't dealt with, I was talking to Israelis here this morning and we were talking about this, and I was also communicating with other people I know who are Israeli and who live in Israel, and they were saying, there's definitely an element where there is this prejudice against the Ethiopian community in Israel. And that's a terrible thing to say. But how do you deal with it if you can't acknowledge it? I mean, not saying I'm saying generally.
I think it's very important that we have to accept it, and we have to work towards improving it. And I know that there are some listeners out there who may get a bit angry with me when I say to you, Israel is not a perfect society. This is a country that has problems, very, very severe problems. Racism is one of them. And I'm going to make the distinction very, very clear, because I'm waiting for the WhatsApps and the SMSs. It is not an apartheid state. I want to make that extremely, extremely, extremely clear. Israel is not an apartheid state.
We never said that.
I know, but there are people, who might think that I'm trying to say something which I'm not. I want to make it very clear. But we do have issues with racism. It's a fact. I'm calling it out, and it's something that we as a country need to deal with.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Very powerful image remaining with me, Rolene, probably about 3, 4, 5 months ago, maybe just an off-duty Ethiopian soldier just standing by a wall doing absolutely nothing and just absolutely attacked by just some yobbos who just, you know, that's what they felt like doing. So Israel needs to do some soul searching by the sounds of it.
If they're Israeli yobbos, are they called chobos?
Oh, maybe we needed that, eh? A Kathyism to just
we
bring
do
it back.
Thank you.
This hobos. All right. Rolene, can we please talk about Disturbed? And I got a surprise
so
for you.
We can talk about Disturbed.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Hold on.
We can't talk about
it. We're going to have to play it for you after news and sport though. I've got it on the system. I want to play it. Oh.
And I think there's no better way, Linda, to end off today's report.
Okay. Rolene Marks, I'm happy that your move went well. Stay safe. Stay well.
Listen,
and we'll chat to you tomorrow.
You're lucky this is not visual radio because you haven't seen what my office or what I look like.
Well, I know that you wear a Batgirl suit. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. God bless.